Afternoon, everyone. We'll declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. No announcement. So, record of attendance. We have one apology, Councillor Miller. Declaration of interest by members. Anyone has any?
Clear one in 9.7.
Yeah.
CEO performance review.
No further. Public question time. We have no public. Applications are leave for absence at the next meeting. Bill. Confirmation of Shire of Coolin ordinary minutes from 19th of March 2025. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Mullen. Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? Any discussion out of those minutes? No. 7.2, Shire of Coolin Bushfire Brigade's annual general meeting. Attachment 1. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Coozie, Councillor Gangel. Any discussion out of it? Yeah, Councillor Coozie.
Just with the restricted burning times, how they've gone to the 30. Did I read it properly? Gone on the 31st of up until then.
Can we hold that over for discussion when you do the annual appointments as part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, on?
Yeah.
That's part of that item. Be debated and voted on. Yep.
Anything further out of that? Those minutes? Anyone opposed to receiving? Carried. No presentations or deputations. A list of accounts to be paid month of March, attachment 2, mover and seconder, Councillor Smoker, Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments out of it? Anyone opposed to adopting that report? 9.2, financial report, March 2025, attachment 3, mover and seconder, Councillor Mullen, Councillor Gangel. Any queries or comments out of that report? Anyone opposed to receiving that report? 9.3, Bushfire Brigade, annual general meeting appointments. Appointments for the 25-26 fire season, attachment 1. The mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Kirby. Any discussion out of that?
Anyone want to say something there? Or
yeah.
So the restricted plan extended or recommended to be extended through the end of the month, into March. There was a fair amount of discussion on it. And yeah, I'd say that it wasn't an absolute majority, but the consensus, you know, generally was that saw it as more appropriate than to not. And FCOs didn't believe it to be too onerous for being an extra fortnight window of issuing permits. As I said, it's not an absolute majority, but that was a consensus of the meeting, and my view would be to support the consensus of that advisory group meeting, or that, you know, the FGOs, but really, I don't think all will be lost or won one way or another, to be honest. So
I was a bit surprised that FCOs didn't push back on it a little bit, because it's just more work for them filling out permits. I've had a couple ring me since, but and say, look, that's just more work for me. I don't like the idea. But on the day, there wasn't many that said a lot. Yeah.
Does that affect our prohibited?
No.
That date stays the same. Would you stay longer in restricted?
So you just in that permit window for an extra 2 weeks in effect.
Limited amount you could have in restricted.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought the 15th, because it was the 15th, wasn't it?
Still is.
Yeah, but I think you can sort of extend it. But if you keep it if it's dry and hot, I think you extend it where it is. But if you've had good rain in March, can't go for to apply for permits. Like, you got Lake Grace that just taken theirs off tonight, which is ridiculous. And if you've got volunteers that are doing the FCO, like doing that job.
Yeah. I think part of the problem was, Mick, that it was such a hot month and there had been a few get away, and I think that it sort of got over the line easily when they mentioned it because of that.
Was it worth having
it? If it had been a normal month, I don't think anybody would have considered
it. But is it worth having it so you can just have that clause that you can extend it?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Which is what, we're in now. But we can extend it 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it wasn't extended this year.
It wasn't extended. No. We have in the past.
Yeah.
High fuel load.
Yeah.
We have extended it for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. This year we have had rain, but then it got hot again. But it wasn't extended.
And you're right, with the retention of volunteers is probably the major point here to remember. And I've spoken to Alan about, you know, maybe there needs to be another layer brought into these decisions in our environment now because of the increase in cropping areas within our shire. So the increase in cropping areas and then larger biomass means larger fuel left out in the fields in these months. So maybe we need to actually be looking at an analysis of September, like peak biomass levels in our shire, equates to X. Okay, start flagging this with the FCOs that there's a large biomass level there. You know, maybe we're going to look at extending the period for that particular year. Then the FCOs, large biomass years, they're just going to possibly be busier with permits because the risk is there. If the low biomass comes in with low crop yields in September, August, leave it the same, and the FCOs know it's going to be an easier year for workload. But it's the safety aspect is the amount of fuel and how hot it is, which is only a seasonal thing. That answers that question.
So, what are your thoughts, Clint?
So if we do get a hot spell in that restricted period, permits are pulled anyway.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we've still got control.
You've got control either way.
Either way. But if we push it to the 31st of March and mandate that, we can't pull it back.
You can suspend restricted.
You can
go and date. Yes.
You can open it up.
Yeah. So if your cyclone came through and it's just a couple inches of rain, everything's green, like in early March, pull it a couple of weeks back to the 15th. So it's one and the same. Yeah.
I don't see the need to change it personally. That's my personal.
I didn't think there was any need to change it either. I thought you had enough restrictions there. If it was an issue, you could just put a blanket on it. I mean, another 2 weeks or whatever. But yeah,
I'm mindful of what I see in the Wickerman fire with the volunteers there, and they get sick of writing jackets, and they are having trouble getting FCOs to put their hand up. Bit of experience I'll see on that side of the fence.
Yeah. So, reading the room, Blue from the second, happy to change that date back to the 15th. Have an amendment.
Oh, I'll just say that.
Yep.
You go back to these.
No, there's no need to do that. This is a group. They won't be too famous either.
Sort of sitting on the fence.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't an absolute majority.
No, it definitely was.
You should
unanimous be a better description.
Yeah. I think as long as we're smart, as Councillor Smoker referred to, keeping an eye on fuel loads leading into the restricted burning period, I think we can still manage it effectively.
And we can do that. We can do that now. Right?
Yes.
So look, it's just too much out there, it's too hot. But taking it back the other way, just putting more burden on the FCOs is, I reckon, is asking too much.
Yep, so, right, so that, move to the second. Happy that goes back to the 15th, and we'll put a note against the resolution, the reasons why, which was, you know, maintaining an awareness of that you know, the obligations and responsibilities already on the volunteers, as in the bushfire control officers. So that can be formally noted as, so therefore underpins going back to the 15th.
The discussion around having that 30-minute window for loading trucks, it's most people are aware when a ban's going to come on.
I don't think they need 30 minutes.
No, that we said we said that. Okay. People are just going to abuse it.
There's not people. Yes. A lot of them, by the time they're getting out of the paddocks, more than 30 minutes, and if they're not already loading anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean.
Sorry, Mr. President, can I say, can we just deal with that resolution?
Oh, sorry.
And pass that, which is all the appointments, and noting the change back. If it's restricted, and then you have to go into discussion.
So, anyone opposed to adopting that recommendation? Carried.
And as you were saying, Grant, in 30 minutes, I could tell you that if a truck goes out there, say you go out there and load up, and the harvest bands come on 10 minutes ago and you've just rocked into the gate, you've still got 20 minutes to load up.
Yeah.
Is there a fire unit at that fuel bin? They can do a bearing and away he goes. It wouldn't be. So unless you've got right stuff there, 30 minutes is way too long.
Yeah, it's too much of a grey area.
Mm.
It's got to be black and white.
Yeah.
Band comes on. When you've still got guys that are, say, the truck's in the paddock being loaded by the fuel bins, the headers have got to come in and unload anyway. I don't really have an issue with that because they're closing down and moving out. But with the 30-minute window, we could be 10 minutes from the paddock and think we'll get one more load.
Yeah.
And that's not right. That's, and farmers will do it.
Yeah.
They see an opportunity to get another load, they'll do it. So I just think it creates a grey area, and I just don't think that we can have grey areas when it comes to harvest bans.
Yeah, I think with my bureaucratic hat on, I think all things being equal, you know, by convention, these issues being managed, you know, well over the journey when the bans have gone on, and people know that. Common sense has prevailed in the most part. So, yeah, I'm leaning against having a 30-minute window, 15-minute window, because that 15 minutes will go to 20 minutes or whatever. But that said, it will be the discussion at the next advisory fire control officers meeting, which we're going to do one just under post-season, and we'll have a pre-season, and this is where there will be a bit more information to be fleshed out at that, and also considering, you know, gazetted outloading areas or licensed outloading areas. So, yeah, give that a bit of thought and certainly encourage, you know, landowners and obviously the fire control officers to get along to that next meeting.
That grain, the grain outloading thing is a different situation altogether.
It is.
An issue with that one.
No. But those issues, that's what I'm saying, there will be a subsequent meeting where those issues can be talked about a bit more.
That'll have to be done under it. There'll be people trying to take advantage of that one a little bit too to get them done, so it needs to be pretty clear what's required.
What's the tolerance now if the harvest band gets called? How long have you got to get out of that?
You don't really.
If common sense is going to get out.
It's more,
I think just notifying it early if you can.
Yeah.
To say that there isn't a truck on the way that has to stop or turn around or whatever.
Yeah. And, look, I think in general sense, people got a pretty good awareness of what the weather's doing, and that it was put to me that if fire weather officer Alan, you need to give people an hour's heads up. And I said, well, that's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
You know, the tip's over when it tips over to 40. So.
Well, everybody knows that when you get that thing on your phone, it doesn't mean you finish the box you're on. It means you pull out of the paddock and head back to the bins to unload. And we can't start changing those things that everybody's been doing forever. Everybody knows that once it comes on, pull out of the paddock and head back to the bins and unload.
Yeah.
If you start saying you've got 15 minutes or you've got... Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Exactly. We only need one more box or we're just about to finish the paddock.
And then people saying for you, Alan, to give an hour's notice. So you've known a half fan going to come on. So before I started in that 1 hour, where's it all come back to?
Yeah, that's right.
You should have called it earlier. All right. Yes.
And you can say it's going to come on an hour and the wind doesn't come up for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And you've committed yourself to 1 hour. Or the opposite, it's going to come on an hour and the wind comes up in 10 minutes.
Mm.
And you go, it should be already on.
Yeah, well, every day is different, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. But no, you're just setting yourself up for more criticism.
No.
But it was a good meeting. Like, it was,
yeah, it was.
A good discussion. Everyone was pretty well engaged. So.
Thank you. I didn't put your apologies in, though. I just said, there you are.
$9.4 million proposed budget amendment, purchase of a small tipper maintenance truck.
Be well as read.
We'll have a mover and seconder. Councillor Gargill, Councillor Keezy. Queries or comments?
They've just got that much deer in a hurry, have they?
Mm.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me. Everything else has.
Well, they've gone about 10, 15 grand the last.
So you've compared, you're trading it light for light, basically? Or is it bigger? It is like, yeah, right.
It's only the model, but the make's changing.
Yep. And the one we've got is an Isuzu.
Mitsubishi.
Oh, Mitsubishi.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Anyone opposed to adopting that recommendation? Carried.
I'm sorry, I'll probably have an interest in the Pingaring tank since I quoted the tank.
First one's the for 9.6, you mean?
Next one.
Yeah, the next one, yeah. So.
Yeah. So we'll go with 9.5. Is that the one you wanted to?
Yeah, can I just give you a quick overview, Council? With the last rain event out there, and I guess long story short is that there's been some fair bit of talk about, you know, having enough water out at Pingaring, and we had a meeting out there which was well attended. But with the last rain event, one of the local farmers out there went and photographed where all the water made its way into the tank, right at the tank from the rock catchment. There's water spilling out everywhere. So I just want to get a bit of a line of sight as to what that entails from a structural sense and performance sense of water making its way into the tank before we actually say, yep, we're taking the asset and see what's actually required just to make good. And the performance elements and the structural elements of the tank. So my suggestion is, can we just lay this on the table for a month? And then we've got to clear away a bit of vegetation around where the tank is and all the inlets on the east side of the tank, and just do a bit of a reconciliation of those elements which I've mentioned. So it's not to say we're not taking the tank, I just want to do a due diligence.
Just one other thing on that, the roof on it needs some repairs. Have we had a look at that to see how, if that's deteriorated anymore or how big that issue that is? Because I did hear, I don't know where I heard, that a new roof would be $500,000 or something. And if say we had a cyclone or something and took the roof off it, would we be covered by insurance or?
Well, that's the other element for it. You sort of look, got some, I guess, replacement cost quotes for like a steel tank, what that looks like for the same size. And so there's a few bits and pieces in there. I just want to tie off.
Mm.
So considering all the issues, we can repair the roof, but we're still waiting on a quote for that. Peter Pinnard at the community meeting, he's given us, we've lost the name of the guy who quoted some years ago. So he's still doing what he does, so we can get that side of it. And yeah, just want to get the whole, you know, all the structural elements and the financial side of things before we actually go.
Yeah, and we'd certainly want to have it insured of some sort, because if you lost the roof, we'd never be able to afford to put it back on again without some good insurance.
So yeah, so there's a few pieces to it, but I think just put it aside for a month and come back.
I'm happy to move that we defer the item 9.5. Seconder, Councillor Noble. Opposed? No. Barry. 9.6, sorry. Councillor Gangell has declared an interest in that.
If it's a financial interest, Councillor Gangell, you just need to step out. Oh.
Thank you. If we can have a mover and seconder.
Yep.
Councillor Mullen. Councillor Noble. Yeah. Are you sure? Awesome.
Yeah, so this little drought resilience project that's been on the boil well before my time. So I sort of come to the pointy end where the participating tribes have been allocated $60,000 each. Given the recent community meetings out at Pingaring, and there wasn't a project identified, and some of the drought resilience issues they've got out there, notwithstanding what may or may not happen with the tank, then I think some more storage out there regardless will be deemed as positive. Then the only thing that might change within the scope of this project that you've got before you today would be the necessity for a standpipe if, you know, the concrete tank, we could be asset on. So that would, there's a few other issues that would come back to the table for consideration. But in the main part, I think it's a good project, and yeah, really, really good benefit for the community out there. So put up for before you on that basis.
It does solve the one problem where, or at the moment, the water off the comp out of the tank goes into the scheme water tanks, and you got to wait till the free water's gone before you turn on the scheme. And this year, no one realised that the water was out, and so the scheme hadn't got turned on, and so then the local farms were trying to get water, and they were basically taking it as it came in. So there was no build-up. So if there was, this tank was completely separate, and you could have that scheme on all the time, so those tanks were always full. So that would make it a lot better than what it is at the moment. Yeah.
Executive Manager Works and I, we went out there last week, whenever it was, and there's room out the back, so there's definitely room there to the tanking without a lot too much effort.
Yep.
And it solved a few issues and opened up a couple of opportunities at that second breeder on that
yeah.
water.
Yeah.
Yep. So it'd be a win-win night.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of difference. And I think they'll be pretty happy with that, considering we just had that meeting, and then to do this straight away, I think it's pretty.
That's it. Cool. I think it's an easy win and a good outcome. Really, for the
community. So. Just got to make sure we don't create another rod for our back with the maintenance and that out there. So this will help alleviate that a little bit, because we don't want to be getting a phone call every time that drain's blocked or whatever. Yeah. So,
I think get approximately 30 people there, that is a lot. One issue that's on their radar, pretty important to them, so.
Yeah.
Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Up, carried.
Level interest, mail.
an alternative motion. If we're still on, you can have a mover and seconder. 9.7, the Chief Executive Officer's Annual Performance Review.
To move an alternate motion of the officer's recommendation. The edit is only 0.4 to read key focus items / projects for the period 20th of March 2025 to 9th of March 2026 be finalised between Shire President and Deputy Shire President and CEO in unison with the completion of a community strategic plan and corporate business plan.
Seconder for that. Any questions or comments on anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Gary, if someone would like to get Alan back in. Point 1, compliance reporting, general compliance, FARTS 2025, the mover and seconder. Councillor Gangel, Councillor Mullen. Any questions or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. I have nil motions which previous notice have been given. Nil motions from members without notice. And no new business of urgent nature. And nothing, the meeting is closed to the public.
Can I ask a question, please? How we decided to formulate the advice for people on the renewables. Is that something we needed to formally move, or is that something?
From here, Councillor Bowie, I'll bring an agenda item forward that you adopt the draft.
Okay.
Yeah, consultation paper or whatever.
So we don't need to do that today. No. Right, okay.
With that, we'll close the meeting at 4:30 p.m.